Blog Talk Radio.
From music to murder. Every time I come up, somebody pulling me down. I got my mind on my money. The feds keep chasing me. I'm a boss with a case. I'm a boss with a case.
No doubt, no doubt, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back again. I am your host for this evening. I am G Holla. It is not Gula. It is not Guala, but it's G Holla. This radio interview will be found on gholla.com as well as G Holla Radio. For this evening, we have a wonderful special guest, Mr. Head Crack of the Ricky Smiley Show and Dish Nation. He will be in AUGCSRA, Augusta, GA, March 25th at the Partridge Inn on 2110 Walton Way. And we're just going to talk to my brother a little bit about who he is and about this comedy show that we have coming up. And my lovely co-host for this evening will be Jay Lyric. Say hello to the people, Lyric.
Hello, how are you?
All right, no doubt. I see he has called in, so let's get him onto the show. No need to have him waiting too long. How you doing this evening, my brother, Mr. Head Crack?
I'm good. G Holla, how y'all feeling? What up, Jay Lyric?
What's up?
Man, just chilling, you know, like pacing back and forth, ready for, you know, the 25th, so we can come up there and light Augusta up and, you know, just get love in the city. It's always a good time every time I come through, so.
Yo, we love you, brother, man. You are dope. I met you at the fashion show, man. You did your thing. You held it down. You was killing it with the freestyle. I love how you go into the freestyle mode and you just break everything down so meticulously. I think that you're a genius because that's something that's really hard to do. It looks easy. People think they can do it. But when they start spitting, them lyrics start running out real quick. And you just, like, you just got it. Like, it's magic. It's just coming to you so easily. So I definitely knew,
I think,
man, we need to have you on this
show. The fear of failure. Like, it makes you, it propels you to not mess up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, I just, in most situations, I never want to look bad doing anything. So, like, I let the sheer fear of looking bad propel me to not look bad and try to do my best and, like, you know, just create a moment every time, you know, I get you. So.
No doubt. Everybody keeps telling me, they're like, yo, we didn't know Head Crack is a comedian. I said, no, we got something special for you, man. He gonna get on stage and do something special. We ain't gonna tell y'all what it is. We're just gonna have fun. It's gonna be a silly night. We want people to really enjoy themselves and then see another side of you that they possibly won't get. And I know that you're a very humorous brother because I watch you on TV and listen to you on the radio. And I know you're gonna do your thing and just have fun and just enjoy the crowd. And he's gonna engage with the crowd too. So y'all don't be afraid.
No
now,
doubt.
You know, some people they get the ducking and dodging.
I'm definitely about the people. I'm there to mix it up with the people. Also got a special guest that I'm bringing with me. And we're just going to, you know, just try to give Augusta some knees seen before, especially as it relates to hip-hop, man. So I'm definitely reaching deep into my bag for this one. So I think you definitely want to bring your cameras and, you know, and come prepared to be entertained that night.
Ladies and gentlemen, bring the special guest. Now, I know people are ready to see you and ready to get, like, engaged with you. I want to know, how did you come up with the name Head Crack? How did that originate for you?
Okay, so check this out. Back in, like, 90s, there was a song by Brand Nubians called Slow Down. And, like, this one line that Sadat X said was like, yeah, head crack, head crack. And, like, I used to always just say that lyric in my head. But in addition to that, there's a dice game called CeeLo. And whenever you roll 4, 5, 6, that's like, you know, jackpot, like you win, you know what I'm saying, like Yahtzee in the streets, you know what I'm saying. So
okay.
I used to shoot a lot of dice, and like, you know, especially when I moved from Texas to New York to Texas, you know, like I bought like my dice playing ways with me. So I used to always just like, you know, adjust the rules of the game as I would be playing. Like, oh, you lost, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Head crack. So you know, it kind of was like a nickname that stuck with me.
I like that a lot. Jay Lyric, come on, jump on in there, ask Head Crack some questions.
I want to know, how do you handle such a busy schedule? Dish Nation, the Ricky Smiley Show, then you have the hip-hop spot, I mean to say. How are you doing all of that?
I handle it poorly, actually. I don't get a lot of sleep. I'm probably going to die before all of my friends. And but at the end of the day, I mean, the crazy thing is, like, a lot of that stuff ain't even work. Like, you know, I get to go on the radio and just, you know, and just talk my jazz, like, every day. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, the only hard part about that is waking up. So once you get past that part, the rest of it is cake. You know, and then the Dish Nation standpoint, we're blessed in a position where, like, we physically don't have to leave the place that we at to do the second job. So, boom, there's that. You know,
that's
the
amazing.
Only thing that sometimes gets a little bit trying is, like, the reality show. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I'm still trying to figure out my wings on that because, like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of, like, reality TV. And just, like, sometimes, like, you know, just, like, when I watch reality television, I'm like, yo, this is stupid. But, you know, the reality show that we do is a little different, but it's weird
yeah.
because, like, sometimes they'll throw you in a scene and it's like, well, in a normal situation, I don't know if we'd be hanging out. So, like, so sometimes it's hard to, like, you know, like, force a reaction sometimes to certain things. But, you know, I'm trying to find my way with it.
And I always say, you know, if you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. So that must be how you're handling all this stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, it would be different, like, if I was, like, you know, breaking rocks with a sledgehammer or, like, you know, shoveling hot coals into a freight train. But, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just speaking and just telling people my thoughts and opinions on certain things. So, like, you know, as long as I get a somewhat decent 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep, I can pretty much do that on command at any given time. So it's not a problem.
Yeah. Wow.
I think the only setback is just, like, just between all the things that I do and then just even just dealing with family life, sometimes I don't get a chance to put enough energy into, like, doing music, which is, like, what I like doing above all things, you know?
Right.
So, like, that kind of gets frustrating because, like, a lot of times, you know, the opportune time to work on stuff is, like, after 10 p.m. But by then, you got to kind of
right.
get ready to dial it down to go to bed to wake up at 4 or something in the morning to go to work. So that part gets a little frustrating, but, you know, I sneak my little moments here and there to, like, get stuff done. And the stuff that I'm getting ready to come out with real soon is, I think, will be very pleasing to the people who receive it. So,
that's good. What's coming out soon?
Well, my group Bodega Brothers have a springtime project that we dropped called Camp Got It, which is like it's kind of like an inside joke. Like, you know, like all three of us have something in common. Like, we all went to this mysterious camp. Not at the same time, but, like, throughout
okay.
our points in our lives. So, like, it was kind of like a common thread amongst the three of us. So, like, we named the project that just kind of after that, just to kind of remind us of, like, a special time in our lives. And then and then beyond that, I'm working on a solo record that's, you know, it keeps almost being done, then not almost being done, but now it's, like, close to being done again. So hopefully I can put that out for the people in June. And then you know, and then chase it with some of this other TV stuff that I'm working on. So, you know, you got to keep something in the iron at all times. So, like, yeah, that's what I do.
Wow. I got one more question. I know this is, like, sort of left field, but did you miss the hair?
I do a lot because, like, you know, like it's like when Busta Rhymes cut his hair, like, people felt like he wasn't
yeah.
Busta Rhymes no more. And a lot of people
yeah.
always, like, you know, like, you know, connected me with my dreads. But what the problem was, like, I was going on a lot of auditions, and, like, sometimes they'll try to limit you what you can do, you know, just
right.
based on your appearance. Like, you know, like, God, there's no way he can be a lawyer with dreads, you know, even though there's tons of lawyers all across the world. Well, probably not tons, but I'm sure there's a lawyer
right.
with dreadlocks somewhere, you know what I mean? And he's not a public defender. Like, he did the work, you know, went to law school and, you know, and did his due diligence. But,
right.
you know, so, like, I just wanted to, like, open up more options for, like, auditions. And the crazy part is I cut my hair and I've actually gone on less auditions than I have before.
What?
I had dreads because I got busy again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, like, rededicated my life to working out a little bit better and just, like, you know, getting in better shape. And almost
right.
to a fault because, like, I recently, like, messed up my ankle and, like, you know, I'm kind of limping around from here and there and not working out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
But, you know, but once I get through this, like, you know, I think I probably got, like, another week left to recover and I'm going to really get back on my, like, my acting grind because, like, you know, people offer me things all the time and sometimes I say no because I think the role is, like, it just wouldn't be a good look for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's something I am equally passionate about as I am radio. Even almost probably a little bit more because, like, especially if you land, like, a dope gig, you can work
right.
forever. Like, if I can go Law and Order, not as a dead body, but as a detective or somebody
oh,
you keep going back to, you'll get paid forever.
Forever. Yep.
You know, I kind of got the vocal acting bug when I did an episode of this TV show called Archer, a cartoon. And, like,
oh.
pleasantly, like I open the mailbox every few months and there's a check. It's something I did almost 2 years ago. So I definitely want to do a lot more of that so I can make more money while I'm sleeping. You know, because just imagine like somebody like Ice-T, like Law & Order could get canceled tomorrow and Ice-T will get paid forever.
They'll get paid.
Because USA is running Law & Order at all times. So I want to get on something like that and maybe like a cartoon like The Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope. We got a few callers. Let me let some of them on the line. I want to holler at you briefly for a moment. Caller from 706. The last four is 7047. You are on the line with Mr. Head Crack of the Ricky Smiley Show and Dish Nation. How you doing this evening? 706? 706, you there? I will come back to you. We got another 706. Last four is 8559. You on the show with Head Crack Ricky Smiley. How you doing this evening? Can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
We'll come back. Are you there?
Yeah.
I thought I heard him for a second. Yo.
Okay. The 803, last four, 4780. You on the line with Head Crack.
Hi there, this is Cynthia over in Aiken, South Carolina. Hey there, G Harlow.
Hey, how you doing, Cynthia? You on the line with Mr. Headcrack. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. Hey there, Headcrack. You know,
hey.
I really have a question. We just wanted to say we are so excited about having you here in Augusta on the 25th. And just big shout out. Listen to you every morning. We are so excited. Look forward to seeing you.
Well, I appreciate that love, and thank you so much for coming all the way from South Carolina. That is definitely at least 1.5 tanks of gas. So I appreciate the time and energy that it's going to take for you to do that. And definitely make sure you say what's up so I can, like, give you a hug, the one of the cons where I get to pick you up in the air.
Certainly. Well, that tank of gas is well worth it. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, love.
Great.
Cool. Miss Cynthia. Got another 706. Last four is 2401. You on the line with Head Crack. Hello, you there? 706. Last four, 2401. Okay, I guess you're just listening. That's fine. We'll go back to one more caller here. Area code 706. Last four is 7047. When you hear that unmute, you are on the line. You still there? Okay, cool. We'll come back. We gave everybody a chance to speak. So, Head Crack, I just want to talk about that a little bit, if I may. They're probably just a little shy. Most people, they just probably want to listen to. That's cool. Growing up, what really influenced you to get, like, into radio, or how did that come about as you were coming along? And then you just – were you kind of listening, watching certain people that inspired you, or you just kind of just did it on a dare? How did you get into radio?
You know, it kind of just – I just kind of stumbled into it. Like, I used to work for a record company, and when they would send me to the radio stations to, like, you know, meet with the DJs and drop records off, you know, I kind of, like, built, like, friendships with a lot of these people. Cats like, you know, a DJ named Cocoa Butter, DJ Easy Street out there in D.C., Lisa, Spud Spence in Detroit, DJ Felly Fells now on the West Coast, and, like, just the lifestyle that they were living was just so dope. And it's just like, yo, this cat works, like, 4 hours a night, pushing a fresh car, you know, and you get to, like, play music. Because radio was a lot more free back then. You kind of could play whatever you want, and, you know, it wasn't so restricted as it is now. So, like, you know, just seeing how these people had the ability to influence the culture, it kind of, like, you know, made me be like, damn, this is a pretty dope situation. And if I ever could be in a situation like that, I would go for it. So fast forward a couple years, a radio station came to town, you know, it came to the city I was living in, which was Dallas at the time. They didn't have no DJs. And me and my two of my best friends, we put together a tape and turned it in. Like, if we had a show, this is what our show sounds like. And the program director at the station loved it. He gave us the night show. And we came through running wild like Hulkamania, you know, like, you know, playing whatever we wanted to play, talking crazy. And the cool thing about us, we weren't radio guys. We were street guys. They put on a radio, and it really resonated with the listeners. And they really rocked with us because it was like, yo, these people think like how we do. You know what I'm saying? So that was it was like, once again, another situation where it was barely like work. The only whack thing was, like, back then we was working like Monday through Saturday and only had one day off. So,
wow.
You know, it was easy to get burnt out, but, you know, we still had fun along the way until cats got jealous and took away the power.
That's cool. I like to see brothers come straight off the blocks and off the street and doing their thing. So how did you meeting Ricky Smiley? How did you get on his show? How did that happen?
They took me from the night show. Like, when Steve Harvey left 97.9 to beat Dallas Station, we started on, they took me from the night show, and they're like, yo, we're going to bring this comedian from Birmingham, and y'all two going to do the show together. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, like, because at that point I was kind of bored with doing a night show because we were number one. We beat everybody. And, like, you know, we kind of, like, had a lot of handcuffs and restrictions on us at the time. So it was getting right at to the point where it wasn't that fun anymore, because it was real, like, it was one of the things where you can do the show with your eyes closed. Kind of like at the end of The Matrix when, like, Neo started really feeling himself in the first movie and he was, like, blocking without looking. That's, like, how doing the night show became to us. So, you know, so they took me, put me with Ricky. Then they added Roxy, and it was a female co-host from Houston at the time, and then, you know, and then we added Gary, and then, like, you know, we changed a few parts in between point A and point B, and the show became what it became, you know, between point A and point B. So, I mean, prior to that, I would always hear Ricky's name, but because I was working nights, I didn't get a chance to see Comic View when he was on. I didn't get a chance to see, you know, listen to a lot of the prank phone calls, so I kind of met him through the job and learned about his work through the job.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty dope right there. So being in radio and being an artist too, in a sense, because you really flow really dope. Who was your inspirations as far as music? Who did you grow up listening to as far as hip hop or just music in general too?
I mean, I listen to a little bit of everybody, but, like, I mean, I think, like, the mainstays for, like, the longest time, you know, cats like Run DMC, Tribe Called Quest, like, far as, like, studying their live show and energy and precision in which they worked. Like, these guys were amazing. And same thing with LL Cool J. I know a lot of people who, like, you know, were born after 1997 may know LL Cool J as the guy from NCIS. But, like, at one point in time, he was, like, the greatest rapper in the world for rapping, you know?
Yep.
And, like, you know, some, you know, after you do anything for more than 10 years, you know, like, every now and then, like, you know, sometimes, like, either your the product that you put out deteriorates a little bit, and people kind of, like, I don't know, I guess, like, don't really hold him as high of a regard because he doesn't have nothing on the quote-unquote radio. But, like, L was, like, a legend, you know what I'm saying? And that's really who, like, I studied and admired the most, because, like, LL Cool J constantly figured it out from 1984 all the way to almost 2006. He figured out a way to reinvent himself every time, and I think that was dope. And, you know, and then there's also guys like Jay-Z and Nas who, like, you know, like, kind of took the songwriting, you know, styles to another level. And, of course, Notorious B.I.G.,
That's right. Yo, that's a very dope lineup. Got a few more callers. Let's see what let them on. Got one from the 803 South Carolina. Last 43320. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Haircut, how you doing?
I'm doing good, love. What up?
I am good, boo. I'm on this little Kanye workout plan, and I'm popping up my titties to see you, okay? I will be there.
That.
So look for the skinny girl with the inflatable booty. I will have the inflatable booty, and I will hold up a sign that says, "I'm your future baby mama." Just look for
that. That is awesome. And be sure, like, you know, like, you bring the pump, so, like, you know, we can inflate it and deflate it all on
site. Just in case. I got you. I'll be sitting in the front, and, you know, just let me know. Just say, like, pump it up. Just hold up the number 2, and I'll put it on, like, number 2. Got you?
I wear Reebok pumps just so we match in some way, size, shape, or form.
Ooh, hey, that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, no, I am a really big fan of you, and I do listen to you every morning. You are hilarious, so I definitely will be there. And I did not know you was a single father. I want to know more about that.
Like when Ricky first met me, I was a single father. Now I'm like, yeah, like, Nah, I have help. But in the very beginning, like,
damn,
I got custody
what's
of my son at the store.
Okay.
But when I met Rick, I just got custody of my son, you know, who was 3 at the time. And, you know, and it was tough. But, like, the cool thing is, like, between point A and point B, my pops moved up from New York. And so when I was working, you know, like, when I was working, he would watch my son. And, you know, and the schedules kind of worked itself out. So it, you know. It takes a village, but we got through it, and I would do it 1,000 times.
Ooh,
I
will be part of your village. Just, you know, keep her at the store. I'm looking for her. Just let her know.
Cool. Well, I'll be on the lookout for you at the concert, and I'm now a fan of you.
Okay, because I'm dropping like it's hot. I'm gonna be like, ow, you already gonna know who it is.
That's what's up.
Wait, no, I am super excited. Can't wait to see you. So I will be buying me some new Remy Brazilian, Malaysian, Persuasion, all that blazing type of hair just for you, boo boo. Just for you.
I
might have another child. I'm
Man,
just
okay.
I'm not gonna
yeah,
take my
cat,
pill.
We need a cackleback baby. Let's
I'm not
going.
Okay, gee, I'm not taking my pill. Okay, I'll just remind you. I told Siri to remind me to get the pill on that date.
Okay, well, there's nothing better than
you're gonna
a woman
get
the plan, so that's awesome.
But I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna leave you alone before I get a restraining order, and I can't walk in the building. And I know there was free drink, so I'm gonna leave it alone.
I'm gonna send in my body double first, and then we'll see that go.
Oh, who is it gonna be? Gary with the tea?
No,
I need more water. So, but yes, super excited. You'll know who I am. You're going to be like, oh, she's twerking. That's her. That's the one who forgot to take the pill. Don't slip up.
Well,
don't let me
filled.
Offer you a drink.
I'll be on the lookout.
Don't watch your drinks. It's sizzling like I have some plugs in there.
Are we
whispering
people in Augusta? Is that what's happening?
Hey, tax season is over. That money ran out. I got to have a plan B.
Well, it sounds like a good plan.
Okay. Hey, Auntie, I got a new spot. You can kick me out now.
Right.
Hey, baby daddy.
Yo, yeah, y'all call is the livest. I love it.
Give me this damn phone before I get a restraining order. I swear to God, I'll find out where you live. I'm good with Google.
Okay, well, all right, bro, I appreciate you for calling in. You can stay this in online. I got a couple more callers. We're going to let them
no
line.
Problem.
Thank you for giving us that comic review. I told you, you're a superstar. See, you make the superstars laugh. See?
Yeah,
I know you believe
it. That call alone was worth the price of admission. I'm impressed. Yo, if I had a time machine, I would be in Augusta already.
She was hilarious. You'll be her, too. She's super funny. Okay, got another caller, 706. Also, last four is 8559. Welcome to the show. You're online with Head Crack. Are you there? 706. Last four, 8559. If you heard the unmute, you are on the line. Okay, that's cool. Got another caller. Caller, we see you calling from the 650 area code. I don't know what that said, I'm sorry. Your last four is 4649. We're about to let you on the line with Hick, right? Once you hit the unmute, you're on the line. Welcome to the show. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, G. Good evening, Headcrack. Sorry for the delay. I was supposed to call in earlier and join you guys. I had a little bit of a business manic Monday moment. Hopefully everybody's having a good Monday or better than mine. How are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad. Just, ready to rock Augusta on the 25th, man. And it's like, you know, the whole city is even like, you know, a third as live as that last caller. It's going to be a dope situation.
Oh, yeah. Us Augustans, we love you. Even though I'm not in Augusta currently, I am born and raised and definitely a native. We definitely love Ricky Smiley, Head Crack, everything. So I'm trying to get out there because I'm all on the West Coast right now. I need a little bit of that action in my life, that kind of comedy going on. If you ever come out to the West Coast, definitely let G know because I definitely want to support you when you come out here.
Yo, I'm always good for a West Coast trip. I think I'm going to definitely be out that way in June at some point. Just keep your eye on my Instagram for the dates, man. It's easy to follow, HEADKRACK.
Well, other than that, I just want to wish peace and blessings to you guys. I don't know what's going on for the rest of the schedule, Mr. Holla.
Well, your peace
no
and blessings
doubt, no doubt. Did you want
to
ask me any questions, or you want to know a little bit more about them?
I'm sorry. There was a little bit of interference. What were you saying, Gene?
You want to ask him a question? You want to know a little bit more about Hit Crack and what's going on? Or
oh, of course. Like I said, I came all in late. This is like I'm the student in the classroom that was supposed to be here at 10 o'clock, and it's now 1. Yeah, I'm that person trying to sneak in and hide in the back of the class. Like, hey, how y'all doing? Yeah, I got the whole lesson. but, yes, definitely
you can still
being
score
in.
B+.
I'm trying. I know I done got 15 points knocked off at the door. But with being in radio and entertainment, what would you say to someone else that's inspiring, trying to get any goal in life, especially with us being African-Americans and in the wonderful nation that we live in? What are words that you can help to inspire someone that is trying to achieve any goals or dreams that may be stagnant because of today's?
I think it starts with just having that look in your eye. You know what I'm saying? I think people can look in people's eyes and tell when they're confident and capable of doing something and when they're afraid and second-guessing themselves. Like, everything I've ever dived into, I felt like I already knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? And I think that really helped me get into as many situations as I've gotten into. Like, I've literally gotten to do everything that I've wanted to do, you know, within reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I haven't, like, had sex with Maya or anything, but got close, though. I feel like I was pretty close, but.
Maybe in your mind.
Pursued, huh?
Maybe in your mind it happened. I don't know.
No, like, we actually, like, had dinner, but, like, the label reps were there, too. It was just like, you know, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I should have shot my shot, but I got intimidated. But so beyond that, like, everything else. I think, you know, just go for it and believe in yourself and, like, and just kind of just visualize it already happening. Like, you know, make connections. And every time you, you know, you walk into a room, make sure everybody know who you are. But, like, in a good way. Not, like, don't start a fight with, like, the valet and then get thrown out and say your name as they're throwing you out. Like, you ain't seen
like, yeah,
ban
Ray Vaughn. Ban Ray Vaughn.
Yeah, right?
Well, I hope that next time you are around, Maya, you have that conviction in your spirit enough to execute on the plan a little bit better, because it sounds like, you know, I get it. I visualize it. If I were you at that table, if I didn't have that look in my eye that says, look, I'm going to give you the best night of your life and you need to try me. If I don't have that kind of attitude in life, no one's going to really, you know, believe it. So I got to have that. I'm definitely going to push that forward.
You know, but it's
I'm gonna have that.
Like, as it relates to women, though, like, I swear I be confident in everything. Except that, like, it's easier if someone approaches me, but if, like, I'm, like, the one, like, if I'm the one hunting, like, I don't know, like, the bird has to die and I have to catch it. Like, versus, like, me go hunting the bird, you know, like.
You sound like me on Craigslist last night trying to find, like, okay, I was bored. I was like, okay, I'm a little lonely. I don't really want to talk to nobody on social media. So I get in there, I start looking. I'm like, oh, my God, no. No, it's like there's issues with everybody, and I'm scared. Hunting for – but let a wounded guy, you know, probably just got out of jail, you know, got 5 baby mamas hit my doorstep. Hey, I'm all in love, you know. But actually looking at the guy that has the ad with the 3-piece suit, you know, nice little ass pot, you know, going on, and Bentley and got some going on and stuff, you know, I just passed. That's why, you know, I was on Craigslist.
Well, I could definitely say, like, if you're hunting for dudes on Craigslist, you might actually end up wounded. But, you know, it takes a lot of confidence to do what you did, and you're brave.
Yeah, I got scared. I just looked. I browsed. It was like window shopping in the flea market that nobody ever goes to anymore, and there's probably, like, 3 people left there. It's all broken stuff from, like, the 1970s. That's where the hell I went. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to get off of here. I realized at that moment there something has to be done. Hey, G, we need to get a meet and greet out here
to, like,
with some kind of dating show, because this is not working.
Yeah, you're better off rocking with, like, blackpeoplemeet.com or, like, finding a straggler left on MySpace.
I know, right?
Craigslist
no,
is,
like,
unprotected sex in Brazil. Like, it should only be done as a, like, last resort, like.
But the new apps are crazy because it's like, okay, I tried the little Tinder and Cupid and all these and Badoo and all of them. And I get notifications. They'll finish the conversation you started with someone. And I get pissed off because it's like, okay, obviously if you would have – the notification would have paid attention that I started a conversation with someone, they didn't reply. Why would you want me to continue a conversation with some person who's never – like, it's setting me up for failure. Why don't you look for the person that's more attracted or more on my level and tell me to respond to them? But you want me to respond to somebody that I ain't heard from since the first time I opened up the app. Like, I'm really not getting this. So I'm
out of fear. I've never done anything on Tinder because, like, I don't know. There's, like, you know, how long have these people on Tinder been on Tinder? And, like, people on Tinder only want to smash. Like, you're not going to marry anybody from Tinder unless they're incredibly well. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're brave for trying.
No, I'm done. Like I said, I was window shopping last night and I got scared. And I said, you know what? I see why I don't go to these sites. So if anybody sees my profile and I only have like one or two people who are pictures, it's because I got scared, you guys. I'm sorry. Y'all terrified me.
Okay, well, I'm going to. Yeah, and what's your profile name on there?
No.
Okay,
no. Gene, you better not. He'll tell on me. He'll be like, yes, you can find her everywhere. Just Google. But yes, the name is Rayvon, but I'm not telling you my profile name.
Hi, Ray. Well, like, hopefully I see you on the West Coast.
Yes, I'm definitely coming back to the East Coast. I'm trying to see if I can hit up the show. If not, I'm definitely going to be spreading the word. You guys definitely need to go see Head Crack, please. You guys are going to miss out on a good show if you do not. And I don't want to hear no complaining later on.
Damn right. FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah. Don't be like me, coming in late, trying to get the last cool points at the end of the conversation. Yeah. Don't be like me.
Oh my goodness.
Cool, baby. Well, thanks for calling in, love.
No problem. I'll holler at you guys later. Thank you, G.
Hey.
Thank you, Head Crack. Have a good one.
Yeah, you have such a great community of, like, you know, listeners and callers. Like, it seems like y'all know everybody.
Oh.
Gotta love it.
So while there's no one talking, are you going to be on any other like TV shows or movies coming up soon?
You know, we're currently shooting right now season 4 of Ricky Smiley For Real.
Okay.
I got a show in Atlanta April 6th with the Lyricist Lounge, which is like the first live hip hop sketch show.
Initially,
it aired on MTV like back in the late 90s, and the creator of it, you know, relaunched it. And and it's me and a very talented ensemble of MCs. You got my man Four Eyes, Book Brown, my man U George, this young up and coming MC by the name of Amari the Great, and a couple other you know special guests that we bring in for different sketches. And like, it's definitely an experience like none other. And I can't wait to, you know, get this thing back on the big screen. Like, you know, we're doing like shows right now, but the next the next phase is to shoot a pilot and get it on a network again.
Oh, I'm gonna love that. That's gonna be great.
It's crazy because like when you look at the success of something like Hamilton and how well that's doing, the crazy thing is like the Lyricist Lounge actually predates Hamilton. You know, except it was just like different sketches as opposed just to the same thing every night. So, you know, with the success of that, it definitely shows that there's, like, a mature market for, like, hip-hop sketch, you know, in theater. So, we, you know, we can't wait for more eyes to get on it.
Right.
Indeed.
Well,
so,
please keep us posted on that.
Will do. And I appreciate you guys for having me on. And, like, once again, man, looking forward to the 25th. City's going to be lit. Shout out to G Holla. And the whole city of Augusta for showing not only just myself, but the Ricky Smiley Morning Show love every time we come to the city.
That's right. We got one last caller. If we may slide one more in on you.
Sure.
Caller, you should hear the unmute. You're back on again.
Wow. Hey. Okay, I had to say one more thing. I just had to close this. Hold up. I got something in my mouth. I always keep something in my mouth just so you know. Damn.
Wow.
Now, I just want to let Rayvon, girl, you sound sexy. Girl, don't you do no goddamn Craigslist. I know you watch Lifetime, the Craigslist killer. That was real. True story. Don't do it. And all men that's on dating apps, that means they actually don't have shit to do with their life, especially if the app is free. That means they broke. You better, I'm going to give you a tip because, like, I'm almost divorced. If you're looking for a real good man, like me and you, we can get together. We can go to, like, a funeral. You know, and find a widow. Because we probably got insurance money. I'm quite sure. I'm going to give you my number. I'm going to find you on Facebook, girl, and we're going to look up the newspaper ads and see who recently died and what she married. Now, as far as head cracks, you know, Juicy, she got her little thing with the little, you know, the little girls of Atlanta. You know, I love my little baby. I just call little girls of Atlanta. That's not shade. I love my boo. And, you know, Portia, she got her Housewives of Atlanta. You know, Gary with the TV is going to have his show real soon. Ricky has his own show. I want to see you venture out because I really do like your segment. You really have a great, you know, voice. You look all good. I don't know if you use Soul Glow or Black Magic, but I need to know just before you leave my house so I can have you good. But I want to know, are you ready to venture out? What are you going to do to grow? When are we going to, you know, really, you know, head crack more?
You know, it's all in the works. I actually almost dipped out recently to pursue an opportunity, but it was a little shaky. And there was, like, some politics involved to where, like, why I couldn't do it. But, you know, and I'll just leave it at that. So, I don't, you know, this conversation doesn't get weird or bitter. But, you know.
I got you. Well, Gee's a photographer. And, you know, yeah, there's a camera. And I have a bed. We can plan some stuff and make a pilot.
Definitely not the direction I was trying to go to. A little something more mainstream. Because it's hard to get to mainstream once you go, you know, adult film. But, you know, anything is possible. But now, like, there's some great opportunities lined up for me beyond the thing that I just grudgingly had to turn down. But, you know, like, trust me, it's all going to come together, man. You can't stop the shining.
Yeah, I mean, or you can even do, you know, you can do your own little live stream. Like, you know, even go live a little bit because you really do have a fan base. And, you know, I've been with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and I have watched all you guys grow since y'all all came out. I really miss Ebony, but, you know, I understand some big-headed people have to leave. I got you. But I'm down with you, bro, so you need to do something more. And, Rayvon, I know you're still on the phone, girl. Find me. You know, I'm Sharonda. You know who it is. I got a whole bunch of black dresses. We could go to a funeral today. I'm quite sure it's raining. Somebody's crying. Somebody died. Okay?
Well, cool. Well, trust me, you'll be seeing a lot more of me in 2017, and that's a promise.
Hey, God, I'm gonna make sure I take a shower for you, boo.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Head Crack in Augusta, GA at March 25th, 2017. Our doors open up at 6:30. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Head Crack will be there about 8 to 9:30. It's going to be a meet and greet. He's going to host. He's going to be on stage making guys laugh. Y'all make sure y'all come out there, be there, be on time. When you get that VIP, I will be there to take your picture. So you are guaranteed to get a picture with Head Crack. We suggest everybody turn on your social media, go live while you're there, show love, follow Head Crack, support everything that he's into. My brother, I appreciate you being on the show, also being a part of this experience, and I know it's going to be awesome and amazing. And before I let you go, I have to play my hip-hop trivia game with you. It's just one brief question, if
Let's
I may.
Do it.
It won't take more than 5 minutes. I have to ask every person who is really into hip-hop this question. This is the $50 million question. You are tasked to build a squad. You can build about 7 artists. It doesn't matter in hip-hop whether they're from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, up until now. It doesn't matter if they sold 100 million albums or no downloads whatsoever. They can be from the block, and they can also be a legend. So what you're doing, you're putting together a team to win $50 million. You can only choose 7 people. Those 7 people that you choose, including yourself, would battle against everybody else to win that jack prize of $50 million. Which 7 hip-hop artists of all time, famous or unknown, living or dead, would you choose and why?
Okay, straight out the gate, I would go with King Los, MC out of Baltimore. His freestyle ability is absurd. Like, he's just a beast, and he can rap his ass off. I'd put him against most people. So you got King Los on the squad. You got myself. pretty good at freestyling, especially if it's from an offensive and even defensive standpoint. I'm better on defense than offense, but, you know, like if someone said, you know, if like if it's one round and I'm replying to that round, I'm really great at that, real good at rebuttal. So that's why I would put myself in the second slot. Next up, I would go with Kendrick Lamar. I mean, he's proven time and time again that he can be the Swiss Army knife type of MC where he can be, a, you know, whatever he needs to be for the situation. So that's number three. Number four on his team, I would put, let's see, who goes next? Who goes next? I would go with Notorious B.I.G. Even though he's not necessarily like super duper regarded as a battle rapper, his wordplay was incredible, and I think people would just, you know, make a lot of noise off the fact that he was a big guy rhyming. Moving on, number five, I would go with Royce the 5'9". Royce the 5'9" is insane. Another MC from Detroit, part of the Slaughterhouse Crew. I mean, you can look up his body of work and see that he's really great at giving cats the business. I would also throw MC Craig G in that mix. That dude has been in the game for a long time and one of the best freestylers on the planet, especially when it comes to battling. And if I was to pull somebody from the current battle arena, I would go with Murder Mook. Because he's pretty damn good at what he does, like, you know, far as that pre-written, you know, battle rap world goes. So, yeah, that's my seven.
Cold lineup. I'm loving it. Jay Lyric, before we get out of here, do you have any more questions, anything else you want to say to Headcrack?
I don't have any questions. Well, this is a question, but basically, are you going to give us a little, oh, my goodness, I can't think of the word right this second.
Freestyle,
I'm sorry. Are you going to give us a freestyle today, or do we look forward to it on Saturday?
Tell you what, on Saturday, I totally got you. I'm driving right now in a car and talking on the phone at the same time. I wouldn't want the reception, and I'm not making excuses, but I wouldn't want the reception to drop, and it sound awful. So, yo, come out to the show. It's going to be lit. Freestyle is going to be on deck, and we're going to have hella fun. Hella fun.
I look forward to it.
It is, brother. We be safe out there. March 25th, ladies and gentlemen. Augusta, GA. It is the Partridge Inn, 2110 Walton Way. Hit us up. We got tickets, advance tickets on Eventbrite, or you can hit myself up at gehola.com. That's GEHOLLA.com. And for the people out there, my name is not Gula, not Guala, not Giola. I don't heard all kinds of different ways. It's just simply Gehola. You can also find this radio interview, which will be on gehola.com, and also Gehola Radio, fmgmedia.net. We are here right now live with Headcrack. He will be in the building March 25th. Make sure you get those VIP tickets, so you can sit next to him and talk to him for a moment. So we're out, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to thank Headcrack for being on the show this evening. We'd like to also thank Jay Lyric, Charonda, Miss Cynthia, Rayvon, and all our other wonderful callers that called in. And for all the callers that called in, I don't know what was going on with your phone situation. Maybe you just want to listen. That's cool, too. But you guys, make sure you follow Headcrack. That's HEADKRACK, all one word. Put that in Google. Put that in all your social media, and his information will pop up. Salute to you, King, and be safe out there. And we are out.
Peace and love.
All right.
Peace and love.
All right, bye-bye.
Later, y'all. Ciao.
All right. Peace. Everybody be up the light. Stay on your squares. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Lyric, you did an awesome job. Thank you for coming on and hosting with me this evening. It has really been an honor. And I had truly had fun. I don't know what's going on with the callers. I had several callers, but things just didn't work out. That's cool. That's just technology. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yeah.
All of you callers out there, if you're still listening, you're following, you're subscribing, make sure you come to the show March 25th. General admission is $20. VIP is $30. The VIP, which also includes a food and a drink item, as well as a picture. And like I say, I'm encouraging everyone to turn on your social media while you're there, especially if you're in VIP with Headcrack, and show what we're trying to do for the city, because we're really trying to do something different. We want to have the show where people can actually meet and greet more artists. Now, Jay Lyric, I know you understand that because you work in that industry, and a lot of times what I don't like about it is that you see these people on stage and or groups, And they just leave. They just whisk out the back door. Like, you don't even get a chance to talk to them for, even if it's 30 seconds. 30 seconds is a long enough time to say, hey, I love your music, I love you, you know, and then keep it pushing that way. So.
And I think it's important for, you know, artists and you know, head crack, you know, just anybody that's in the business to talk to their fans, you know, build that relationship up, because the fans are the reason why, you know, they have all the things they have.
That's right. That's right. It's very ideal. It's very important. None of us would be anything without fans and family. You know, some people refer to their fans as just being friends, and I'm down with that too. So, because at an extent, you know, family and friends is would be an interchangeable word. So, make sure you give out your social media so people know how to find you as well.
For me, I'm at go on Google and search JLYRIQUE. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of it, /JLYRIQUE.
Okay, cool. That's J Lyric. It's spelled a different way. I know we usually typically would spell it with an L-Y, but I heard they flip it up for yourselves, and she should be in the building too as well. And this is a show for Augusta, man. This is CSRA. There's no age limit, you know, but just do know maybe some of the jokes and the contents may get a little raw, may get a little raunchy, but that's okay. You have to get up and walk out and come back. But no, it's going to be a fun show, and I hope that everyone enjoys it that's going to be there. And this day is about you as the fan. It's not about us. It's not about us just making money off of people and running away. This is an experience. We need all of you guys' support. You got to keep supporting us so we can keep bringing these wonderful meet and greet type shows and a more intimate, personal experience with these different celebrity people that you hear on radio, you see on TV and online and things of that nature. So please support us, and we will support you back by giving out jobs. This is about economics too as well, capital. We live in a capitalist society. The more we can create for you guys, the more jobs we can offer. And maybe offer to some people who can't necessarily go to a big corporation and get a job. Teach them another skill, another trade. And that's what we're about here at FMG Media and also gholla.com. It's about building wealth and building people and building people's characters. So please support us in any way. Give a donation if you have to. We'll take $5, anything that will help someone else, you know. There's no amount too small or there's no amount too large. So please come out March 25th, 2110 Walton Way, the Partridge Inn. We're calling it a comedy show. I should have said this earlier. We're calling it a comedy show, but it's going to be so much more. It's just going to be a different experience. An experience of laughter and peace and love, and you don't have to worry about dodging any bottles and bullets and things like that. We are coming out here to have fun. The parking is absolutely free. The environment is clean. You have something to drink. You have something to eat, especially if you play VIP. Food is going to be there anyway. We're going to have a chef. We're also going to have bartenders and things of that nature. But get the VIP package, and you will absolutely enjoy it.
We also have the special guest from Augusta Cedric and was it Marcus Washington? Is that right?
Hawkins, that's right. Thank you for reminding. We're going to have my brother Cedric, the comedian. We're also going to have Marcus Hawkins from the Mic On Entertainment. We're also going to have Smokey Black. We're also going to have another guy by the name of Ian and some more amateurs. They're going to open up about 2 to 3 minutes. Nothing really major, just giving them a chance to get on stage and see if this comedy life is something that they want to do. So we are going to have all of that going on. It's going to be a lot going on, but be patient, flow with us, and support us, and we will support you back, guaranteed.
Absolutely.
And it has been an honor and a pleasure rocking with all you wonderful people today. Thank you for everybody that called in. It showed how awesome and amazing all you all are and were. And that's it. We're going to be out. So be of the peace, be of light, and one love. And J Lyric, keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.